Aleph on top. We'll get in the middle of the shiloh according to Rabbi Shimon. The Shimon says that a poro sheyol the gomel, so the gomel is also bachilo. Even though it's yotze min ator, still it's also bachilo. But the more sense of pshito that if it has nixta simonim like the mother, will be muta bachilo. So the shiloh is according to Rabbi Shimon. Is it enough to have just nixta simonim that the nixta simonim of this camel should be like the mother of the poro, muta bachilo? Or do you have to have roishoy v'rubay, just like by Bechoro, Rabbi Shimon says that the Bechor, if an Eiz gave birth to a Rochel, it's only Chayiv in the Bechor, if it's roishoy v'rubay like the mother. The Shalos by Achilu, also do you have to have roishoy v'rubay, or is it enough just mixas amonim? So verse on the top of the Ishtani Migomel, Shapidom, Yadum, maybe there's no difference, that here also, even Achilu, you have to have a roishoy v'rubay. Samur says the dynamite Aleph Tashma coming here. It says Behema Toiro, if a Behema that's Torah, she yolded him in Behema Temeya. Like a Pora gave birth to a Chamor. It says also Bachili, not allowed to eat it. Sechura, this goes according to the Bashim and Shita. That even though it came out of a Toiro, still it's also Bachila. But Vim Doimai Roish of Rubalimai, but if the head and most, the majority of the body is like his mother, like the Behema Toiro, Then there is a mitzvah b'chayr on the animal, and the churu who adin, then it's mutav achilo. So churu shemamin here, there should be good proof that lachilo nami boyim shimin roish of rubai. That even for the hat of achilo, also shimin all the have to have roish of rubai. So mezulah now santeb shat over here. Hatayil b'chayr. Dafka only tilchus b'chayr the have to have roish of rubai, but it could be for achilo. Maybe it's enough mixas demonim, and they can have a proof. Like the Brisa leaves over the Alach of Hilchas Achila, and when it talks about the Bechor, it says for Bechor, Achi Rosh of Rubai, Dom Limoi. Is Shema Amina here to prove that La Bechor Ruhudu Boy Rabbi Shem Rosh of Rubai? Only for Hilchas Bechor, he said that the Porosh Yolda Chamor, that is Alach on this Chamor of a Bechor, that's only if Rosh of Rubai is like the mother. Abul Achila Bonaget, Hilchas Achila Sheboy, Loi. It could be according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not have to have Roish Yeruba, it's enough to have Mixas Simonim. So Mar says, Lord, there's no proof again from this Braisa. The Elam really, Emlach HaTal Yulachilu Nami Boy, that it could be even Fachilu also Rabbi Shimon needs Roish Yeruba to make a Mutav Achilu. In the case where a Pora gave birth to a Chamor, it's only Mutatit if this Chamor has its head and majority of its body like its mud like the Pora. If so, why does the Braisa only say Yibachor? I'll tell you a Bechor Ritzachlai, we need the Chiddush for Hilchus Bechor. Because otherwise, Sakot, the Chemin Rai would have thought to say. How you look here, since the Pasuk says, Ach Bechor Shor, and we dashed him for that before. Ach Yehu Shor, Bechor Vashor, that the mother and the kid both have to be damned to a Shor. If so, V'leitiskilei B'Rosh Rubai, I would have thought then, that since the kid now is a Chamor, it's not enough that its head and its robe of its body is like its mother. But maybe I would have thought to say for Hilchos Bechor you need Adyika Kuloi. Maybe Bechor Shor means the whole behema has to be daima to its mother completely. So Kamash Malam, that's the Chiddush of Braisa, know that even by Bechorah, if you have Roish of Rubai, it's enough to be Mechayiv the kid with the Kedushas Bechor. But it could be according to Rabbi Shimon who Adin, Vehetar Achil also, Yibadavka need Roish of Rubai. So for this Braisa, you have no proof. Toshma coming in from another Braisa. Toshima, tells the Pasuk in Mayikro, Achaz de loy toichlu, this animal you cannot eat. Mi mali hagayru mafrisi apas, even though it has simoni taira, it has the mali to choose its cut, and it has split hooves, but still, it's also bachilo. So we dash in mafrisi tasa, ze I a toichlu, this you can't eat. Avla toichlu habo besimen echot, but you could eat a behema that comes with one simen. So with Ashim of full Khur, this post was talking about that if you have a pora that was born from a chamor, since the mother is a behemoth temeya, therefore the kid, even though it has simoni taira, still it's also bachilo. That's the post like Achaz de lo toch le malagir mafisa parsa. Even though the kid looks like a cow and it has malagir mafisa parsa, but since it comes from a chamor, it's also teat. Now with Ashim. But you are allowed to eat an animal that comes with one simen. With one simen you're allowed to eat it. Now the question is, V'yeiz is there? What's the chiddush of here that he comes with one simen, you're allowed to eat it? V'yeiz is there? Gemara says, Zehabo b'simenechod. What's considered the one that comes with simenechod? Zehatomei hanalud minator. That's, let's say, a chamor that's born from a poro. And v'yibura minator, that the father was also tor. The kids of the poro live with the shor, and from them, they had a chamor. So this chamor now is muta b'achil, if it has what? It has a simenechod. So who this goes according to Rabbi Shimon over here, the Shita, and you see b'simenechad it's muta. Now Yochad the Brisa, I would have thought to say afilu iburim in atomei. Maybe even the case is if this poro became pregnant from a chamor, even where the father was a tamei, maybe also the kid is muta b'achilo, where it has one simen. Talmudim, but this no, the pasuk says se'ek sovim v'se'izim. So with Ashen Ashiy oviv keves v'imoy kavso. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Shuals know it's only mutiv, both the mother and the father was from a behemoth Torah. But in the case where the father was from a behemoth Tameyah, then there's no way the kid is muta. As Mashmo, we'll see later, Bishu holds that Zev is a germ is also. So I said, there is a germ, what causes the kid to come about? The Zera, the father. And since the father is a behemoth Tameyah, so rather this kid would be Osatit, even though it has Miksa Simonim. So when do we say that it has Miksa Simonim is mutatit? That's only if both the father and the mother were a behemoth Torah. So the kids of the Churis goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. Again, that a poro sheyolda chamor, this chamor is also teat, but it says clearly if it has a miksa simonim of the mother, then it's mutatit. And we're saying an extra ingredient here, according to Rabbi Shimon, it has to also be that the father also was a behemoth Torah. Rabbi Lezer says no, loibu hakos of lahatir es hamutar. It's not come and tell you something is mutter, what's already mutter. Elohoisav ala mutter is come and tell you a bigger chiddush, something that I would have thought it's also is something that it's mutter. And what's the bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Elezer? That the Eiz is there, Tomei hanolud min hator. In the case we have this chamor that was born from a poro, from a tor, but v'yibur min hatomei, but the father was also a chamor. So you have a poro that lived with a chamor, gave birth to a chamor. In this case, if it has miksa simonim, it's mutatit is chamor. So Mor says, Ayeinu, maybe not that way. Lakashan Allah Gan Rabbi Lezer, maybe not that way. Elo, maybe the pasuk is only coming to include to say it's muta elo hiburim minator. Maybe only the case where the poro became pregnant from another ox, and then they had a kid, a chamor. Then the kid is muta with miksa simonim. So maybe if the poro became pregnant from a chamor, then the vlad is also no matter what. Tam 11, the Pasuk says no. Tam 11, the Pasuk says shor se ksovim v'se izim mikom okam. So Rashi explains when it says se ksovim, it means se habo mishnei kvasim, because of two kvasim, that's called the se when both parents were Torah. Later is the mutter b'shu agnes, Reb Lez agnes says no, later is the mutter t'chiv v'ndove v'imai Torim l'yitzrachai kredulim the Pasuk v'yachas de toichlu. He holds pshita. If both parents are Torah, pshita the kid is Torah. The chiddush is though that even though the father is a behemoth tamei, he's still the kid is muta. And we dash him why the pasuk says shor se ksovim. So we dash it to say is the mikom makom. Hashem midich siv se trei zimna. Shema mino da filu mitzad aim poloi mitzad av. Even though it only has one side, just the mother was a poro. That alone is mata, the kid is muta b'achilo. And according to Rabbi Lezer, he holds, Zeb is a germ, is muta. That's the machlokes for Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. Now the Gemara says, Koponim kori le tomei, l'maisa, we call this kid tomei, Rashi l'kolut, shenlod milator. This chamor that was born from the poro, we call it tomei. So it means it can't eat it, unless it has miksa simonim. So does this go, like the Chura Krebi Shimon, it goes according to Rabbi Shimon Chita. Rashi diyosele heichad yein lemiksa simonim l'kom. Still it says in his brisa him yesh le simenechad shel tayr v'shadayim lima miksa is muta. L'kom the Gemara says avolatoy cholabov is simenechad. If it has one simen, that's called miksa simonim. It's muta. So here we see clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, even miksa simonim is enough. So Gemara says maybe no. I tell you, high tana this tana sovel lekavosi b'choda. Maybe this tana is not really Rabbi Shimon. Just this tana, this brisa holds like Rabbi Shimon in one punkt. That he holds that the vlad of a Torah is also b'chilo, but a polig le b'chada. There could be argues that this town holds even a mixed testimony is enough to make a mutar b'achilo. But maybe according to Rav Shimon, you have to have v'dafka roishoy v'ruba. So you have no proof. Nothing more says, v'yikud d'makshi y'moysiv. Some ask this question and they answer it. And from this answer, we'll see pshat b'yos. They asked the question, Ibura minatome, it says what? That this poor became pregnant from a chamor. The question is, Mima Abra, is it true that a behemoth Torah could become pregnant from a behemoth Temeyo? Ivom Rabbi Shubal Levi says, that Li'olam, a misaberus loy Temeyo minator, v'loy Torah minatome, v'loy gasa minadaka, v'loy daka minagasa, v'loy behemoth minachai, v'loy chayim minabehemom, that no different breeds in different medium could become pregnant one from another. Not a poro from a chamor, and not a behema gasa from a behema daka, not a poro from a sheep, and not a chaya from a behema. They can't become pregnant one from another. Chutz excluding, the only difference is, chutz m'reb lezo machlokusa, the one that argues, shayim, they used to say, chaya misabers of a behema. That's the shal exactly Gemara before. In chulum we had what's called a kfi. A kfi is called a sofik behema sofik chaya. So Rebbelez Machuz, they held, you know what a kfi is? A kfi is where a behema gave birth from a chaya. So according to him, you see, a behema and a chaya couldn't become pregnant one from another. But excluding him, and even him, he only says it by a behema and a chaya. But by a behema ter and a behema tenei, everybody agrees they can't become pregnant. So how is it possible to Bryce before to say that the power of the behema ter became pregnant where the father was a behema tenei? The Gemara answers, the Yomer Rebbe Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says the case is talking about the Abba Mikola to Ben Paro. We're talking about now that this Paro became pregnant, true, from a Chamor, but this Chamor was born from a Paro. That's called the Kolot, means its hooves are flat, not split. So it's a Simon Timea, but it came, and Ben Paro came out of a Paro. And Valiba the Rabbi Shimon, we're going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the Shita Rabbi Shimon holds that if a Paro gives birth to a Chamor, that Chamor is called Osabachila. So now that chamor became upon a poro and made the poro pregnant. This is the case that this chamor could make a poro pregnant, because the ikar adin, this chamor came from a poro. Now, so that's the case we're talking about where it was misaber from the behemet temeya. Or come and still the brayser says avlat oichol abo b'simen echod. But if this chamor now has one simen like its mother, then it becomes mutar b'achila. So again, the Chur this time holds like Rabbi Shimon, and he's telling us now, B'simen Echad, it's Mutar Achilo. So Chur is saying, according to Rabbi Shimon, you do not have to have Roish Yerubai, but enough to have Miksa Simonim. So more says in Noah, and more answers again, I'll tell you, Hai Tana Sov, Allah Kavosim, because this time holds like him in one punct, or Pola Galea B'chod, the Yagas in him is something else. So now there's no proof. No proof what Rabbi Shimon itself would really hold. So Mor says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me now? What do we see for now? Machlik is here, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Lezer saw the Zeb as a Gorm is Mutter. That Rabbi Lezer, even though the father is a Chamor, it doesn't make a difference. We only go boss to the mother, she's the Ika Gorm, and therefore Zeb is a Gorm, even though the father is a Gorm, still the kid is Mutter. Rabbi Shua saw, no, Zeb is a Gorm is also. If Rabbi Shua holds, if the father would be a Chamor, then the kid would be also, even though the mother is a Parah. But you have Zev as a Gurm, you have the mother and the father both being Gurm, causing to have the kid, so that's why it would be Yasa. So, that's the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua here. So, Marias, no, for Yitcha Shaminala, we heard just the opposite. We have a Locha, Gemara and Chulam, we had that Vlad Trefa, what's going to be the Locha of a Trefa, mother that was a Trefa gave birth? And the Vlad came out now, and the Vlad is not really a Trefa. So, is it Mutab Achilu or not? You let him make a Shechita on the Vlad, either or not? So Rabbi Lezer Goymer lo yakul lagavi mizbeach. He can't use this from mizbeach for korban, since it comes out of a treifa. It has loch like its mother. It has loch like a treifa that you cannot use it for a korban. Rashi says by vlat treifa means by the oviv tamim, but the father was a tam, was not a treifa. That's also called zevzei gorim. And still you see Rabbi Lezer hold this also Gavi Mizbeach. Because who is Rabbi Lezer hold Zeb as a Gurm is also. If you have Yeshua, I'm going to know you call the Gavi Mizbeach. You're allowed to use this Behema for Korban. So who you see what? That Zeb as a Gurm is Mutta. Even though the mother is a Trefa, but since the father is a tam, it's muta. Mishua sova zeb zagur mashmiz muta. Samora says no. Piyam ulavata yisov reb leza zeb zagur mizosa. And that's why by this korban over here he holds the vlad. Of vlad, treifa is os legabi korban. Is also to be makrif for the gabi mizbeach. Because it's called the zeb zagur, that's also. Is Akam before he says that where the father is the chamor, still the kid is muta. How come before Mashmi Yod Zeb Zagurm is Muta? So my answer, I'll tell you, Vishani Yochav here in our case before is different because otherwise the Yim came, if so, Nicht of Kruos Sek Vosim Vizim. Se Vise Lovel. Once the Pesach say the word Se Vise twice, Shema Minna, as the answer comes to teach us, Se Mikomokam. As long as the Se, even though just the mother alone was the Behemoth Torah, even though the father was the Behemoth Tomeya, still it's Muta. The kids are special Xeros Akosov over here that you go bust of the mother. If the mother, the Pura, gave birth to a Chamor, so that kid could become Muta Bachila, but has Mixta Simonim, according to Rabbi Shimon. And not according to Rabbi Shimon, it'll be Muta Bachila, even though the father was a Chamor. Now, that's Pshar and Reb Leza. For Rabbi Yeshua, Amalach, Rabbi Yeshua tells like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Amalach, V'yamo lo v'zev v'zegurim takis Muta. That's why he holds by this Korban Taki, could be Markab the Gabi Mizbeach. He could be makrivit because zev zegurim is muta. V'och akum over here taki he holds that it's also. If Yeshua v'hocha im kein licht of kruor shor kesev yeis k'savim v'izim. What's the double lashon of k'fosim v'izim lomeli? Shema minat she oviv keves v'imay kavso. That over here, when is the behemah muta v'chilo? Only where both the mother and the father were behemah toiris. But in a case where one of them was the behemoth tameya, here it's a special because there's a cost of it's also machila. So even though usually zev is a germ is muta, here though he holds it's also. Toshima, so I'll call upon to our Charlotte Black again. What does Reb Shimon hold by achila? The after Roish Rubai were not clear yet. So Mar says Toshima, come in here. Reb Shimon or Reb Shimon says Gomal Gomal Shnei Pometer says Gomal Gomal twice. Once in Vayikra, once in Devarim. Echad gomel hanelud mina gomel, the echad gomel hanelud mina poro. Even though a camel was born from a poro, still it's also bachilo. That's the chiddush. Even though it comes out of a poro, still since it looks like a camel, it's also bachilo. But clearly, but if the head and majority of the body looks like the mother, like the poro, muta bachilo. So shmamina, here is a clear proof that lachila nami boyer shim roisha ruba shmamina. Here is a good proof that shem knows even for achila. You have to have Rosh of Rubai down to the mother, then it's Muta Vachila. And if not, then not. Now it says, the Mishnah Sheyetza Minat Tomei, what comes out of a Tomei is also, Boy Minei Murav Sheshes, Mei Raglayim Shachamor, the urine that comes out of a donkey, Ma, what's the loch is a Muta to drink or not? Samora says, first of all, want yes the same shal, what about a camel and a horse? Samura says no. To sus mgumalam lomi boiler there, here I have no question about the urine of a horse or a camel. Deloy achiri, it doesn't get dirty like. Therefore, v'loy dom oil lecholav, it's not daimed to its milk. But rather we say, mayil oil, mayil nafik. The earth like pure water. The urine of a horse or of a camel is like pure water. So we say it just comes in, goes out of the body, pshit its muta. Rashi says, mayil oil, or my nafik, vay de kiri havla de bishrahu. No, so that's the Shal Gemara. That boy is sus v'gomel pshit its muta. It doesn't become part of the behemah. Kiko mi boiler, where's my question? The chamor, the urine that comes out of a donkey. The yakiri, it's a little bit dirty like. V'dom l'cholavak, change color, it's a little bit like milk. So my, what's the locha? Mi gufa ko mimtzi. The yasiri, do we consider the urine like coming out of the body? It's like the tzir, what comes out of the body of the behemah tameya. So pshit its also. Or do we maybe know, even here also we say swara, mayelo, the water he drinks that comes into his body. And mayenof is the urine that comes out, is like that water. I have hired the akiri, how come it's a little bit dirty? How come it changed over colors a little bit? Have lo de bisru, maybe it's only the heat of the body inside, that's what changed it around. Rashi says, machmas chamimus v'sirchen abasa. Because of the heat and the rotting of the meat, that's what caused the urine to change colors. But maybe really it's only called water, and therefore it's muta to drink.
Or maybe no, lamais is considered part of the body, it's a yaitzif and a chamor, it should be also to drink.
So it says, oh, mulura sheshet, sheshet said, tinisu, we learned, says in our Mishnah, sheha yaitzim in atome tome, viha yaitzim in ator tor. So now, mitome loikom, it doesn't say, ha yaitze mitome, ela min atome, it's losha min atome. Vahani nami, mino de tomehu, and these things are also called min of tome a chamor. So therefore the Mishnah says, anything that comes out of the chamor is also. Rashi mitame have been mashma migufa de tome, minatome mashma mineshotome. Yeah. So the Chavahani now says, mitame komitome kose, shivatecha tome heve, the urine was inside the body of the chamor. Viafagad lav migufa. Even doesn't come out of part of the flesh, part of the body itself, but the maaseh went through the body. So Amisha says, a yoitze min atomei, as long as it comes out from the tomei, so the urine also comes out from the tomei. So pshit, it should be also to eat, to drink. Now, vikadiyami something like this. The susum gemalim loikum avila. I don't have any shayla about susum gemalim. To why the lo shasi inchi, because people don't drink it. There's no shayla. There's no shayla to be yos. It's not drinkable anyway. So maybe even it would be also be mutter, because it's not drinkable. It's not royal achilot, l'shosi inchi. Kikom iboilu, where's my shayla? The chamor, only the urine of a donkey. The shosi inchi, much of people would drink it. O malili yirukuna, it's good for a sickness. Yirukuna, you have this sickness, it's good. Says, so here's the shayla mai. What's the loch? Is it mutter b'shti or not? L'yakuna is jointis. So since it's good for jointis, people drink it. Mai, what's the loch? On this, Amulu Rashet Rashet said, Tinisu, we learned. Says now, Mishnah, Yoitze min ha tome tome. Viha Yoitze min ha tor tor, what comes out of tome, so comes out of tor. Now, Bahani Nami, these things also, mitami kosi, they're coming out from a tomodika body, from a chamor. So even though maybe it's not absorbed in the goof, in the basar of the chamor, but kopon is coming out of the chamor. That's enough to give it an issa, therefore pshit it's also. Maisvei, we have a question. It says, Mifnei Ma'omer, why was it said that Dvash Devorim Mutter? How come a lot eat the honey that comes out of bees? L'chur, let there be a yaitse. It's coming out of the body of the bee, just like the bee is also b'chilo, the honey also should be also b'chilo. So the answer is, Mifnei Shemachnisa Saisen L'gufon, the bee just puts the honey into its body, V'yein Mamamsa Saisen L'gufon, but doesn't come out, it's not like absorbed in its body, it doesn't come out like part of its body. It just comes in and goes out. So l'chur, you see, something that goes in and goes out is mutav achilo. It's not called hayoytse min hatamei. Because if you want to say that urine is zoster because it's tam yoytse min hatamei, so l'chur honey also should be yoytse min hatamei. So how come honey is mutav? Must be, it has to only be something that's absorbed in the body. So here the urine is not absorbed in the body, so why do you say it's also? Samar says, Hu diyom Krab Yaakov, Yoz Krab Yaakov. Diyom that he says, Dubsha Rachmona Sharia. And the Torah gave a special letter, Bahoni and Echonami. Really it should be also, but there's a special letter about Dubsha, about honey. Rashi says, Bahoni Shoichlu Mafrich Ilun, or Meher Nasdavash to eat from the flour, from that comes out honey in their stomachs. So they eat from the flour, when that comes out stomach. The Torah says, V'yemamtsinoi said, the dushni migufoi. Yeah. So Mahin says, he says, like Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why honey is muta is not because shemachnis tos negufon, ad rachmona shah yivet, because that's the cost of who. Therefore you can't learn out a urine from honey. The Tanya is long like this, Rabbi Yaakov Oymar, this is what you should eat to me called Sherat Saif, many Sherat Saif. So Dashin Zeatoich, this is what you let eat. But Viatoichol Sherat Saif Tomei, now let eat a Sherat of an Earth is Tomei. So more is the question, Sherat Saif Tomei, Vejik said, we have clear psukim, you don't need this Russia. Ella rather, Sherat Saif Tomei, Iatoichol. That's what you now let eat. Avlatoichol, Mashoif, Tomei, Mashritz. We let eat. What comes out, what an oif tomei is mashritz. What comes out from an oif tomei, from a bee, v'yez is there, what comes out from the bee that's mutter teat, zeh dvash devorim. So in the clear posik that's mat you teat, the honey of devorim. But without this posik in echlami, it would have been also bachilo.
That's what we're saying. According to this, so adin urine is also also to drink. Yachla, I would have thought to say av devash hagazin v'yatsirin. Now again, Yachla, I would have thought to say av devash hagazin v'yatsirin. Also, the honey of this type of a bee, a wild bee, a tsirin, the hornet, maybe that honey is also mutter to eat. Is a matter tell you, loy, no, that you're not allowed to eat. Only the honey of devorim of bees and not these. First question, how do you know this? A my roy is for rabbi is devorim, and lohoitzi agizim yatsirim. How do you know to say that the honey of bees are mutter, and not the honey of the gzirin and the tsirin? It's most like this. Marbani devash tsirim. I come to include from this posik that the honey of bees are mutter to eat. Shameless, shameless boy, it has no other nickname to it. But a moitzeni devash hagazin, take out honey of gazin, the atzirin, sheeshless, shameless boy, it has another name to it. It's called honey of gizin, honey of tzirin. So here you see clearly, you need a special gzeras akosuk to say that honey is mutter. His command was, who does it go like if so? Hod tanya that we learned. Devash hagazin, the atzirin, toru mutter vachilo. Who does it go? This brisa says, no, even these types of honey are also mutter vachilo. Not like Rabbi Yaakov. But according to Rabbi Yaakov, that even though it's not moitzitz min aguf, it just goes through the goof, it'd be yosav achila. So that's what we dashed to me for also, that the urine would be yosav. It's only according to Rabbi Yaakov that urine would be yosav. Now, in his last price, it said, what? At the time we just learned that the vash hagazin that's urine tor, or mutav achila. True, it's mutav achila, but also the lotion of tor. So what's with like now? Tor is not makabel tuma al mavoy machshava. Mashma, this honey by itself is not makabel tuma. Until first you have machshava to eat it, you have to think you won't eat it. Then it's royal makabel tuma. Before that, it's not royal makabel tuma. So Mor says yes, al mavoy machshava. And Tani nam yach learn like this also. Tvash b'kivur also. If you have honey in the beehive, metamatuma seichas shloim b'machshava. Without machshava, why? Because min astam it's oy mitit. And the gears and the shita should be that more makes the diik. That's mashma only what these things are Torah. But mashma dvash tevorim taka does not need machshava. It's tummy right away. With makabel tumah right away. And I must tell you there's a proof that dvash bekivrosa it's honey and it's biyaz which does always be honey. But tamatuma sechel shava machshava. That's good. Only this honey of Gazim and serum needs machshava. That means stam is not oimid b'achila. But stam regular beehive honey, that's oimid l'achila, that's like a makabel tum even without machshava. Now the Gemara says, Choli de chamurto. So Rashi says, this kain the beitze zochor, the beitzim of a zochor, she hachamoro moitziya is merachmon. That the chamoro, the female, a donkey throws out from its rechem. He's like eggs. His question is, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to eat them or not? So, chayli again. Chayli chamurta. Sovra bon lemeimro beyaninu. The asirin. They're like regular eggs, and then they're osatit. Rashizim shemeva minachai. Shenekru min hazocha berechem. It came out of the zocha when the zocha was in the baby, was in the rechem, in the womb. So they're regularly zoh, beitze zocha. They came out, therefore, zakeva minachai. It should be osatit. Omer Asafa said, no, Zera Dielu. You know what this came out? This was the Zera. This was like the seed of the deer that came out. Zera Dielu. The Ozal Bosi also. So what happened here? Like the male went on to the female, and the Yadi the Rachmatzar, since its womb was very narrow, Lemizdakik. He couldn't have what, couldn't live with her. The Ozal Bosa Yachmurta, and therefore he went after Bosa Yachmurta, went after another deer. The Nasri, and there left out its Zera. So Rashi is saying that since he didn't have Tashmas with the first one, the Zera became a little bit hard, and it came out like a bull now. So Kitz was the Zera itself of Adar, that's not called Chelik of the Behemoth, that's not something that's Dorbin Echol, therefore Adar Bimutta Bachila. They would not have a loch of Eva Minachai. Omer Rav Huna says, Or habor kineged ponav shel chamor, the skin that comes by the face of the chamor. So Rashi says that's kein shui like the placenta, shachamor nelad bodah, the donkey is born and created in. So the skin of the placenta like this muta, you like eat it. It's muta. So question is, my time, what's the reason? Pirsha biyamu, it's only pirsha, it's like junk that comes out of the body, it's not really a chelik of the goof itself.
It's like pierced like excrement from the body. It doesn't have a loch like the bosor of the chamor itself. Pierce biyamu. Oh, Malay Rechizor Chizor said, Tanya de Misan loch, I'll bring you proof of this, Tanya de Misay loch, or habo k'neged ponu shalodim, that the face that comes, the placenta by person, ben chai ben meis tor, it's tor, so my love, benu chai v'imoy chaya, benu meis v'ima meisa. It says what? This skin is tor from a tamatumas magomasa. So Rashi explains, my love, afilu havlad v'ima meis, and they both died. Hafidu Wacha or Ein Metama. Alma Wai Diyama Shuya Loimel Avlad Loimenaim El Apirsha Biyamu. That the Shuya, the placenta is not really called part of the mother, not called part of the kid. It's called Stam Pirsha Biyamu. Excretement doesn't have any Hikosumar on it. Samara says, let us not the Pshati. It could be Bein Hu Chai Vima Mesa. Bein Hu Mes Vima Chai. I call upon him, one of them had to be alive. Rashi Hakkiya said, Eloi. Bein hu chai v'machaya, bein hu meis v'machaya. She'en miguf eimu, we're talking about the guf of the mother, the placenta. Rei chai, since the mother's alive, that's what's done with kabotuma. Ablegav v'achila could be, kishad is lei, bosareim nam yosa. But the gayet achila could be thosa titzil placenta. Because the placenta goes after the din of the mother, if the mother is treif, who then the placenta is also wasa v'achila. So here there wouldn't be any proof. We're just talking about the placenta has a locha like the mother. The Rashi's gear, so we're talking about here the mother's alive. All right, turn over, continue on the other side.